Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Blooming English. In today's episode, we're going to help you prepare for your next trip by learning some key English phrases for travel. Whether you're at the airport, checking into a hotel, or ordering food at a restaurant, knowing a few simple phrases can make your journey much easier and more enjoyable. Why is travel English so important? Well, when you're in a new country, you might find yourself in situations where you need to ask for help, find directions, or explain what you need. If you know the right phrases, you can feel more confident and less stressed. And the best part? You don't need to know a lot of English. Just a few key words and sentences can go a long way. In this episode, we'll go step by step through common travel situations. We'll practice phrases for airports, hotels, transportation, eating out, shopping, and even handling emergencies. By the end, you'll have a set of useful phrases that you can use right away on your travels. Are you ready? Let's start with our first travel stop, the airport. All right, let's begin with one of the first places you'll visit on your trip, the airport. Airports can be busy and sometimes overwhelming, but knowing a few key phrases can help you navigate everything from check-in to boarding your flight. Let's start with check-in. At the check-in counter, you might hear the agent say, "Can I see your passport, please?" Or, "What's your destination today?" This means they want to know where you are flying to. For example, you could answer, "I'm flying to Tokyo." If you're traveling with bags, they might ask, "Are you checking any luggage today?" This means they want to know if you have a big suitcase or bag that you won't take with you on the plane. If you do, you can say, "Yes, I have one suitcase." If you don't, you can say, "No, just carry-on luggage." Carry-on luggage is the small bag you keep with you on the plane. After checking your bag, the agent will usually give you a boarding pass. You might hear, "Here's your boarding pass. Your flight boards at gate 12 at 3:30 p.m. Now let's move on to security. After check-in, you'll go through a security screening. You might hear these instructions: "Please place your bag on the conveyor belt." This is the moving belt where they scan your bag. "Take out any liquids or laptops." This means remove bottles or your computer from your bag. "Step through the scanner, please." The scanner is a machine that checks if you have any metal items. If there's an issue, a security officer might say, "We need to inspect your bag." This means they want to look inside your bag to check something. Don't worry, just open your bag and let them look. Once you've passed security, you'll need to find your gate. Your boarding pass will have the gate number, but if you're unsure, you can check the airport screens that display flight information. Look for your flight number and destination to confirm the gate and boarding time. Finally, let's talk about boarding your flight. When it's time to board, you might hear, "We are now boarding flight 325 to London. Passengers in Group A, please proceed to the gate." You can line up when your group is called and present your boarding pass to the gate agent. They might say, "Enjoy your flight, and if you ever feel lost or unsure, don't hesitate to ask for help." For example, "Excuse me, could you tell me where gate 12 is?" Let's quickly review the key phrases you might use at the airport. "What's your destination today?" This means, "Where are you flying to?" "Are you checking any luggage today?" This means, "Do you have a suitcase or big bag to check in?" "We need to inspect your bag." This means, "We need to look inside your bag." "Please place your bag on the conveyor belt." "We are now boarding flight 325 to London." With these phrases, you'll feel more confident navigating the airport. Next, we'll talk about checking into your hotel, another important stop on your journey. Now that you've made it through the airport and arrived at your destination, the next step is checking in at your hotel. let's learn some key phrases that will make this process smooth and easy. When you arrive at the hotel reception, the receptionist might greet you with something like, "Welcome, how can I help you?" You can respond, "Hi, I'd like to check in. My name is Taro Suzuki." This tells the receptionist that you have a reservation. The receptionist might ask, "Do you have a reservation? Or could I see your ID or passport, please?" Be ready to show your passport or identification when they ask. Next, they might confirm your booking by saying something like, "We have you booked for 3 nights in a double room." If everything is correct, you can reply, "Yes, that's right." If you need anything specific, such as a quieter room or an extra bed, this is a good time to ask. For example, "Could I have a room on a higher floor, please?" Or, "Could we get an extra bed in the room?" Once your check-in is complete, the receptionist might say, "Here's your room key. Your room is on the second floor." They might also give you directions. "The elevator is just to your right." If you're not sure where something is, you can ask, "Where is the elevator?" or "Where is the breakfast room?" Let's review the key phrases. "Hi, I'd like to check in. My name is Taro Suzuki. Could I see your ID or passport, please? Could I have a room on a higher floor, please? Where is the elevator? Where is the breakfast room?" With these phrases, you'll feel confident checking into your hotel. Next, we'll talk about how to get around your destination, including taxis, buses, and trains. Now that you've checked into your hotel, you'll probably need to get around your destination. Whether you're taking a taxi, a bus, or a train, knowing the right phrases will help you travel smoothly. Let's start with taking a taxi. When you get into a taxi, the driver might ask, "Where to?" This means, "Where do you want to go?" You can reply with your destination, like, "To the airport, please," or, "I need to go to the city center." If you want to ask about the cost, you can say, "How much is the fare to the train station?" Next, let's talk about buses. At a bus stop, you might need to confirm you're getting on the right bus. You can ask the driver or someone nearby, "Does this bus go to the city center?" Or, "Is this the bus to the museum?" When you get on the bus, you might need to pay the fare. You can ask, "How much is the fare?" If you're not sure when to get off, you can ask the driver, "Could you let me know when we reach the park?" Now let's talk about trains. At a train station, you'll often see a ticket counter or machines to buy tickets. If you're not sure which train to take, you can ask which train goes to Paris, or what time is the next train to the airport. Once you have your ticket, you can ask for directions to the platform. Which platform is the train to the airport on? Here are a few more helpful phrases for transportation. Is this seat taken? This means, is someone sitting here? How long does it take to get to the beach? Let's review the key phrases. Where to? To the airport, please. How much is the fare to the train station? Does this bus go to the city center? Could you let me know when we reach the park? Which train goes to Paris? Which platform is the train to the airport on? How long does it take to get to the beach? With these phrases, you'll be able to navigate taxis, buses, and trains with ease. Up next, we'll talk about one of the best parts of traveling, eating out at restaurants.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
One of the most exciting parts of traveling is trying new food. Whether you're at a cafe, a casual restaurant, or a fancy dining spot, knowing the right phrases will help you enjoy the experience. Let's start with arriving at a restaurant. When you walk in, the host might greet you with, "Hi, how many people?" They're asking how many people are in your group. You can reply, "Just one," or "A table for two, please." If you don't have a reservation, you can say, "We don't have a reservation, is that okay?" If you do, you can say, "We have a reservation under Taro Suzuki." Now, let's talk about ordering food. Once you're seated, the waiter might ask, "Can I get you something to drink?" You can reply, "I'll have water, please," or I'd like a coffee, please. When you're ready to order food, the waiter might say, are you ready to order? You can respond with, yes, I'll have the pasta. Or, could you recommend something? If you have special dietary needs, you might say, do you have vegetarian options? Or, I can't eat nuts. Are there nuts in this? During the meal, if you need something, you can politely call the waiter and say, excuse me, could I have a glass of water? Or, could we get another fork, please? Finally, let's talk about paying the bill. When you're finished eating, you can ask, could we have the check, please? In some places, the waiter might bring the bill automatically. You can then pay with cash or card, and if tipping is common in the country, you can leave a tip. Here are some phrases to review. A table for two, please. We have a reservation under Taro Suzuki. I'd like a coffee, please. Do you have vegetarian options? Could we have the check, please? With these phrases, you'll feel comfortable and confident eating out while traveling. Next, we'll talk about another common activity, shopping and buying souvenirs. Shopping is another fun part of traveling, whether you're buying souvenirs, clothes, or local products. Let's go over some useful phrases that will help you shop confidently. When you enter a shop, a staff member might greet you with, "Hi, can I help you?" You can reply, "I'm just looking, thank you." Or, if you need something specific, you can say, "Yes, I'm looking for a gift." Or, "Do you have this in a different size?" If you're curious about the price, you can ask, "How much does this cost?" The salesperson might reply, "It's $20. In markets or some smaller shops, you might be able to negotiate or bargain. If you want to ask for a lower price, you could say, "Can you give me a discount?" Or, "Could you lower the price a little?" Once you've decided to buy something, you can say, "I'll take this, please." At the counter, the cashier might ask, "Will you pay with cash or card?" You can reply, "I'll pay with card, please," or "Cash is fine." If you want to ask about payment options, you can say, "Do you accept credit cards?" or "Can I pay with a card?" Finally, if you're looking for a specific type of shop, you can ask someone for help. "Excuse me, where can I find a souvenir shop?" or "Is there a market nearby?" Let's review these key shopping phrases. "I'm looking for a gift. How much does this cost? Can you give me a discount? Do you accept credit cards? Excuse me, where can I find a souvenir shop?" These phrases will help you shop with confidence and make your experience enjoyable. Up next, we'll talk about how to handle problems or emergencies when traveling, something we hope you won't need. But it's always good to be prepared. While we hope your travels go smoothly, it's always a good idea to know how to handle problems or emergencies. Let's go over some key phrases that can help you if something unexpected happens. First, let's talk about lost items. If you lose something, you can ask for help by saying, "Excuse me, I've lost my wallet. Can you help me find it?" If you lose something in a taxi or a hotel, you can say, "I think I left my bag in the taxi. What should I do?" Next, let's cover asking for directions if you're lost. You can say, "Excuse me, I think I'm lost. Could you help me find the train station?" Or, "How do I get to the museum from here?" If you're feeling unwell or have a medical emergency, it's important to know how to ask for help. You can say, "I need a doctor. Where is the nearest hospital?" Or, "I don't feel well. Could you call an ambulance, please?" For less urgent health concerns, you can ask, "Is there a pharmacy nearby?" Finally, if there's a language barrier, you can ask, "Does anyone here speak Japanese?" Or, "Could you write that down for me, please?" Here are a few more useful emergency phrases. "I've lost my wallet. What should I do? Where is the police station? Can I use your phone to call for help?" Let's review these key phrases. "I've lost my wallet. Can you help me find it? How do I get to the museum from here? I need a doctor. Where is the nearest hospital? Does anyone here speak Japanese? Where is the police station?" These phrases can help you stay calm and handle emergencies with confidence. It's always a good idea to keep important information, like your hotel's address or emergency contact numbers, written down somewhere safe. That brings us to the end of our travel phrases. Let's wrap up with a quick summary and some final tips. That's it for today's episode of Blooming English. We've covered a lot of useful phrases to help you on your travels. from navigating the airport to checking in at a hotel, getting around, eating out, shopping, and handling emergencies, you now have a toolkit of English phrases to make your journey smoother and more enjoyable. Remember, the key to feeling confident while traveling is practice. Don't be afraid to use these phrases and ask for help if you need it. Most people are happy to assist travelers, especially if you make the effort to communicate politely. If you want to learn more, join us online for lessons, self-study materials, and more. Join our school and watch your English bloom.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.